Merry Christmas to you, Denny.
And before we get underway with, I know you have some other topics, I have to tell you something fun that happened here at our house. When you were on the air a couple of weeks ago talking about those great wines, this great gift of these 12 wines, different wines, and you even have recipes, holiday recipes, that Santa was listening and got me an early present. I have had so much fun with these wines. I can just tell you before we get underway that for those of folks that don't know, Jack told you all about these different wines here in the last couple of weeks, but the one that I had actually with meatloaf was the Rhone that you suggested, which was excellent, and the other one I tried with lasagna was the Casafrarelli Chianti, and you talk about approachable. Boy, this has been really a fun gift, and plus, you've got recipes. I just want to give that a plug, because for anybody who's looking either for themselves like me or friends, relatives, clients, what a great gift idea. Good going, Jack.
Well, thank you, Denny. Our case for Christmas is extraordinarily popular. I pick out 12 bottles of wine from all over the world. Burgundies, white Burgundies from France, Chablis from France, a Cote de Rhone from France, a California Chardonnay called Gearbox, which is my wife's go-to wine. She has that probably 3 times out of 4 when she has Chardonnay. There's a terrific Argentinian Malbec, a Gary Bay that's owned by the Rothschild family. Wonderful Malbec. If you want to try a marriage made in heaven, try that Malbec with barbecued ribs. It's fabulous. La Gondola Pinot Grigio, and of course, as you mentioned, Casafrarelli Chianti. For many, many years, I had a property called Villa Cafaggio in Chianti, and this is my old partner makes this for me, and it is terrific. We got a California Cabernet Vino Robles that's absolutely marvelous. Our Vouvray Voltaire is the wine to go to turkey wine if you're having turkey. And then, of course, last but not least, a good Sauvignon Blanc Kono from New Zealand. All in all, 12 great adventures in wine. And as I often tell people, the best way to learn about wine is get out a corkscrew and pull those corks. And you begin, in fact, I remember once somebody told me, maybe it must be 45 years ago, that the greatest passport for wine in the world is a cork puller or a corkscrew. And that's true. No substitute for trying and tasting wines. And that's kind of fun. And speaking of different gifts, wine accessories are wonderful gifts. I want to say something here. I had a couple of calls this week from my talk last week on gifts, and the book I touted was Hugh Johnson's Atlas of Wine. It's a map book, an atlas, obviously, and it's all the wine areas of the entire world. I think it's on its 5th edition. It's even added vineyards in China and that. And anybody who likes wine is going to find this fascinating, because wines, you know, get most of the wines, or a lot of them, get their names from the place they're grown in. And this map is very specific. The books are, the various maps are very specific. It's a terrific thing, and it's called Hugh Johnson Wine Atlas. And it's a good gift, as any wine book can be. And, you know, also, selection of unusual wines, like wines from Croatia. Korda Katarina is a vineyard in Croatia that's owned by some local folks, the Andersons. Wonderful wine and a wonderful adventure. Most people aren't familiar with Croatian wine, and these are really good. Worth trying, believe me. Or you can pick out some Tokaj from Hungary, or a real bottle of champagne. Actually, real French champagne is a very, very delightful wine to get. And there's so many different wines that, you know, you could put together a little basket yourself. Of course, we have hundreds of baskets pre-made, some with Cabernet, some with Chardonnay, some with Pinot Noir, some with a mixture of all of the above. It really is an easy thing, in my opinion, to buy a gift for a wine lover, because those exotic wines are kind of fun always. A Vermentino from Italy, perhaps. A Malbec, as I mentioned earlier, from Argentina. Wines that are unusual. And as I say, to personalize them, maybe you want to take a recipe that's a favorite of yours or a dish that you particularly like and tell the person in a little note with the bottle of wine why you picked that bottle of wine. It is simply the easiest person in the world to buy for, in my opinion, is somebody who really enjoys wine. And, of course, if they enjoy wine, generally they enjoy food that goes with it. Another great gift is a wine club membership. At Haskell's, we have a wine club called Bacchus, and it is, believe me, if someone buys a few bottles of wine a year, they get their money back very quickly. It's a great wine club. It has great deals for the members, including those wonderful trips on the St. Croix. I think there's three or four of them every summer. And this year, because of the COVID situation, we didn't have that. And next year, we're just going to enjoy it that much more because we missed it this year. But anyhow, as I said, a wine with a recipe, make your own basket. Put in your favorite pasta, a recipe, and maybe a pasta bowl. Put a bottle of wine with it. Wrap it all up. What a great gift. And you've personalized it. As I say constantly, you know, wine is the gift of good taste. It reflects good taste on the part of the recipient, and it also reflects good taste on the part of the giver. And believe me, there is nothing more fun than getting a new bottle of wine and a reason for opening it and to try it. It really is great. One other thing I'd be remiss if I didn't mention is someone sent me a text and said, you tout some kind of liqueur. What is that? I said, it's called Louisa. It's a coffee caramel pecan, like a Kahlua or Tia Maria, but it has caramel and pecan in it, flavors. And it is absolutely unbelievable. No one can taste it that they don't immediately buy a bottle of it to take home and have. It'd be great to put in your coffee on Christmas morning. It's a great cordial to have after dinner. It really is great. And, you know, so many cordials after dinner, cognacs and things like that, make fabulous gifts. We have a bunch of aged Armagnacs that are really incredible as gifts, as are other spirits, you know, hard to find whiskeys and things like that. Any kind of eau de vie from France, are absolutely marvelous as a unique gift for the favorite person on your wine list. And as I said, try and personalize them. It isn't very hard. Everybody has something that they particularly like, and if you take time to personalize that, it's going to be that much better. And let's not forget our friends that are enjoying beer. Haskell's has some fabulous beer baskets with assorted beers, local craft brews from right here in Minnesota to a basket of beer from all over the world. It's very, very interesting. And people love those kind of things because they get a chance to try them. And now, especially when we're all housebound with this COVID thing, it's kind of fun to maybe cook, which maybe you don't do on a regular basis. And then, but when you cook, cook with a bottle of wine in mind. Or, as I said in our, Denny said earlier, that Jack Sparrow's Case for Christmas comes with a lot of recipes and a lot of hints. And speaking of a hint, I always say that Christmas morning or Christmas afternoon when the people arrive at our house for dinner, of course we won't have that this year, I make them what I call a cranberry mimosa. I take sparkling wine and add one-third cranberry juice and two-thirds sparkling wine, and it produces this pink sparkling drink that is absolutely delicious. Everybody is familiar with a mimosa, which is champagne and orange juice. Try this champagne and cranberry juice. It may make a believer out of you. Cranberries are really the kind of berry of the season, if you will, and that pink color just adds to the Christmas festivities when you mix it with sparkling wine. And, of course, sparkling wines are a fun gift as well. You know, every country makes their own sparkling wine. And of course, the leader in the entire world is the French with champagne. And when you taste French champagne, believe me, it's so unique because of that chalk subsoil there. It's a small area, geographic, that's a little to the north and east of Paris, and maybe an hour and a half outside of Paris. and you can, all the great champagne houses are there, etc. And but then there's other sparkling wines that aren't from that area that are interesting to try. When a wine is sparkling in France and comes from someplace else other than Champagne, they call it a Cremant. And so there's Cremants from the Alsace area, there's Cremants from the Rhone Valley, there's Cremants from Burgundy, Bordeaux, the Loire Valley, etc. These are all sparkling wines produced in the Champagne method, Méthode Champenoise. And that's a fun gift to give somebody who likes sparkling wine. Or you could mix it up and give them maybe some Prosecco from Italy. And Prosecco is a little bit different than Champagne. It has littler bubbles, and it isn't quite as, I don't want to use the word astringent, but as formidable as sparkling wines, other sparkling wines. It's really a very accessible wine, and that's why Proseccos have become so popular. Then in Spain, there's Cavas. Cavas from Spain are really some of the great bargains in sparkling wine. You can get a pretty good Cava for $10 or $12, and it's very rare to pay more than that for a Cava from Spain, and they are good. Plus, you know, we make wonderful sparkling wines here in this country from all over the country, not just California, but there's some pretty good sparkling wines made even in Texas and New Mexico. But anyhow, I think you get the idea. Give them wines of the region from the Loire or from Oregon, or perhaps some wines from Minnesota, or give them all one type, Sauvignon Blanc. Give them three or four to try. But the idea is wine, again, is the gift of good taste. It reflects taste on the part of you, the giver, and also on the part of the recipient. So you can't go wrong with that. And like I say, if you really feel like being a special person, give them one of my Case for Christmas. The recipes are terrific. The descriptions are very apt on the wines. And it's 12 bottles and 12 great adventures in wine. And those are all available at Haskell's.
Well, I tell you, I'm going to try your rib recipe this weekend. I'll report back next okay. Next week. Well, Jack, tell us all about Haskell's, where you can find all these great things that you talk about.
Haskell's is now going through our annual holiday sale, and what a marvelous sale it is. We have wonderful BOGOs. That's where you buy one and get the second one at no charge. We have baskets that come bold and brimming with good cheer, whether your favorite basket is a drink like Moscow Mules or a basket of Cabernets from California, all available at Haskell's and all available at prices that will not break the bank. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine, or you can also get a lot of good advice on wine, what you're going to pair your meal with. They'll help you to pick a wine, and best of all, they'll help you pick a wine that isn't too expensive. There's a Haskell's in Bloomington, Excelsior, in Faribault, right off of 35. Maple Grove Super Cellar is not to be missed, 22,000 square feet. Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come in to Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com, where you can peruse our holiday sale catalog. And don't forget, Haskell's does deliver, and we also have pickup right in front of all the stores.
Absolutely.
And if I may, Denny, I'd like to wish everybody a very, very merry and blessed Christmas.
Absolutely, and to the whole Haskell's family, and to your family as well. Our greetings to Kathy and everybody else, Ted, all the guys that we've traveled with, and your whole family. Jack, we'll talk next week.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
Thanks very much, Jack. Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Get those lawn and garden questions ready. Yep, we'll do that. We'll talk lawns and gardens as we do 52 weeks a year here on WCCO. Julie Weisenhorn will be with us next hour. So get the, and you know how busy we get. So call it in or text it in, your lawn and garden questions. Now, 26 degrees, heading for about 29 today. It'll be warming up, but it'll also be cooling down by Christmas Day. Stay with us here on News Talk 830 WCCO.